I really love this jacket. I worked really hard in a way on conveying what this one should be like, too, although it didn't have any single unifying concept, the way an old pulp, degraded pulp cover would have. So here, the book is very episodic and surreal, and it changes a lot. So this conveys pretty well the fact that the book almost has like a series of panels or comic book episodes that are, you know, where the feeling of what's going on is really different at different times. And that it participates in multiple genres, the kind of the road story and dystopian science fiction, but also that like picture that looks a little bit almost like Jack Kerouac and his buddies or something, because there was a little bit of a beat influence in Asian Moon that was very important to me. The big change, the only change I made when he presented me with this jacket. Oh, and it's an interesting thing. You say it's a painting, and it is a painting, but it's also a photograph of an object, because that like little steel plate on the bottom that says 539 was actually bolted on the front. He painted on wood, and then he photographed his painting and placed objects on it. So the dice are really sitting on top of a painting. Okay. And there was also, at one point, there was like a kind of a, I guess it looked like a skull ring, like the kind of thing that Keith Richard wears in photographs. And it looked too goth to me, and it was up where the car is. And so I noticed, I could tell that it was a photograph of a painting with a skull ring and dice sitting on it. And I said, I like this a lot, Michael, but can you ask him to take the skull ring off? Somehow it was like making it look more, gothic's the right word for it, creepier than I thought the book was supposed to feel. So he took him off, but he said, I think it's a little naked over the car now, what should be there? And I said, candy corn. And so he dropped some candy corn on top, and that's also just sitting there. And that was like my signature, you know, I put my little personal touch in the form of the candy corn. It's really hard for me to say this enough to be believed, but all the writing I loved most at that time and identified with was out of print. And so I really, even in being published, I was just really saw it as a precursor to being out of print and rediscovered. I didn't really have any interest in the first life of the book. I was thinking about it as something that would be found by someone like me 30 years later, who would say, who was this guy? So the books looked like they were ready to do that job, you know?